boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It's time that we give you the numbers of Stuff the Wagon 2025.
Right now?
Well, yeah, hit the drum. Honestly, at any point in time that you feel like you want to just give us the numbers,
okay.
Go ahead.
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to wait the whole time. Never mind.
Is SpongeBob?
Yeah, that is.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
She's out. Oh, I thought it was done.
No, it's not done. Stuff the Wagon 2025. It could not have been possible without your help and donations. So let's give you some grand totals. We received for Cedar Valley Humane Society this year 62 office items, 124 pet toys, 118 treats, 54 miscellaneous pet supplies.
She's like, what did I calculate?
191 pounds of cat litter.
Whoa.
66 cleaning item supplies for them. Just under $700 in cash and gift cards. And then we got 386 cans of pet food for cats and dogs. And 1,073 pounds of dry dog and cat food.
Woo-hoo!
Amazing. And now, for HACAP, because if you didn't know, we collected for both the people and the pets this year. We got 270 cans of non-perishable food items, and then we got 279 dry food non-perishable items.
That's insane.
None of it would be possible without you and your donations.
Yeah, thank you. You always make Stuff the Wagon every single year huge and impactful for the community, and we're just two dinguses who sit in the back of the car. It's you that stop by, and you're the one who donates for Cedar Valley Humane Society every year, and this year helping us out to help HACAP.
Which both organizations are very excited to receive their donations and are very grateful for your help, and we're grateful for your help because you make Stuff the Wagon possible every year.
I absolutely embarrassed myself today in front of the Marion police.
Uh-oh.
They probably got my license plate at this point memorized and where I live.
Are we talking illegal activity or what?
No. No, you want to know what I did today? Marion is really known for, like, having tons of roundabouts. And my family always makes fun of it. Like, my parents from Texas, they're like, what is with all these roundabouts in Marion? So they tend to make fun of that. But I feel like I'm good at roundabouts, but sometimes
it's a skill of yours. Go on.
Sometimes I'd be hitting the curb.
Right.
So instead of, like, turning with the roundabout, sometimes I, forget I got to turn and I go
and
straight.
That makes you good at it? Okay.
So I'm heading like straight and a police officer is heading completely straight towards me as well. And the officer in Marion not only saw me curb check in the roundabout, but then when I got out of the roundabout, once again, curb checked. I wanted to know, can you get a ticket for curb checking?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
Because I'm surprised I don't have any of those yet. Knock on wood.
If anything, they maybe were like, is she
drinking?
Sober? I don't know. You should be careful.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
What do you know about the masked singer?
That I think didn't T-Pain win one time.
Yeah. You know more than me.
I'm pretty positive he won or at least got maybe like third place or something. That's all I really know.
That could be fair.
And I definitely watched like the first season, at least half of it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering if you've ever like committed to.
And I was like, I definitely think it's like this person underneath.
Okay. I've never gotten like super into watching it while it's on, but I do like the TikTok clips of it. My favorite personally is when Wendy Williams was on and she was snorting in her little costume. She kept like laughing during her song going, it was
that's
hilarious.
No, I didn't know that. That's funny.
So I'm not opposed to like getting into The Masked Singer. You know, I love me a reality show. But they are coming back for season 14. I guess they took a little, I know, right?
Feels like that just started yesterday.
I know. Well, they've taken an extra hiatus, I guess, for them to kind of come back with a bang because they feel like they need to like reignite the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. So they have a little bit of a twist. They've got Nick Cannon coming back, same judging panel, 18 contestants.
18? That's ridiculous.
That's a lot. Here's the twist. For the first time ever, one of the contestants is going to be revealed to viewers, but not to the cast and crew. So we're going to get to see, and we don't know, it's not announced yet. It won't be announced until December 10th on their social media. But we're going to know, for instance, oh my gosh, Ariana Grande is the mascara tube. We know that, but as she's competing, which by the way would be a great fit for her.
Yeah, I would.
The other people competing and the judges are not going to know who it is, obviously, but we'll get to see the behind the scenes and the journey of what it takes.
Okay, now that's cool.
I know. So now I'm like, low key. I hope they come out with somebody that like we all want to see behind the scenes of.
That's why I'm nervous. It's going to be somebody who maybe played the sister in an of a TV show from the 90s or something, yeah. And we're all like, who? I forgot you were even alive.
Right.
I don't want that. I want it to be somebody we know, we love, who's like still popular and relevant. I think this is cool because it'll be fun to watch, like, you know, the judges being like, oh, I think it's Beyonce. And we're all like, idiot, it's Ariana Grande.
Yeah, we can yell at our TVs knowing.
Being like, why did you think it was Beyonce? You know, things like that. And it would be nice to see more behind the scenes because I know that they have to like wear like clothing that hides their entire body.
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see what you're allowed to do behind the scenes. Can you not talk? Can you not like greet the security guards?
I don't know. I don't know any of the rules.
I would like to see more of that.
Can I place a bet of who I think will just be on this season in general?
I had a bet too because I saw the thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, mine's just off vibes.
Okay.
Andy Richter.
That did not look like the body behind the person.
Oh, I think he's just going to be on the show. I don't know if he's going to be the mystery
money,
person.
So, yeah.
I think he's going to use this clout. How dare you? About the
he
people's
said
princess.
It himself, not me.
Okay, well, who do you think?
Demi Lovato, based on the body.
Okay.
And some people thought she was going to be on Dancing with the Stars because she was being kind of like sus.
Yeah.
I think it's Demi Lovato.
Is the one that we're going to know.
Unless she's
time?
Already been on before. I don't know.
What are you saying? She needs the money too?
No.
You said that about Andy.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You get to decide what gets dumped on me and Spencer from 1600 ESPN's head. It's the people's poor.
And who's the dumper? Me, baby. Yeah, I said it.
She doesn't break any HR violations because we have signed up for it and we're very excited.
Yeah, we did it 2 years ago just because there's so much silliness that happens during college football bowl game season because there's sponsors to each game and then stuff gets poured on people's head. People are biting into life-size Pop-Tarts. It's ridiculous. So we were inspired and did Dump It on Destiny, where one of my proudest moments is getting to pour mayonnaise on your head, which was voted on by the listeners. You, for some sick and twisted reason, were like, let's do it again.
And this time, Spencer from 1600 ESPN wants in on the fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's his job to know what's going on with the bowl games. He should probably be involved one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
So we have narrowed down a list of bowl game-inspired items that could be poured on your guys' heads. Some very literal, some are a little imaginative. And we need your help narrowing it down. So today is first day of voting on the Z102.9 Facebook page, and your items to choose for are salsa, peaches, orange juice, sugar, or mashed potatoes.
One of those are going to get dumped on me and Spencer from 1600 ESPN's head. You decide. You got to vote right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Do you want to know what I'm pulling for personally today?
Yes.
Because I feel like I get to have an opinion.
You do.
I low-key think mashed potatoes would be kind of fun.
That would be so sick. As long as we have like some butter in it or gravy. I don't know. That's where my head's going to look up and I'm just going to say, get it in the mouth. That's all I ask.
Now I don't know if I stand by that because you made it weird.
Last night, me and my boyfriend, neighbor man, went to the Hallmark store because we wanted to get an ornament that kind of like represents our year.
Yes.
But while we were there, it was a little embarrassing with the employees.
Which is hilarious because I feel like if I had to pick out of the two of you, it would have been you causing a scene in the Hallmark store.
That is true. No, it was kind of like a cute embarrassing, I should say.
Oh?
But we were walking around the store trying to figure out our ornament, and then we just got distracted by all the fun things in there. And he says really loud in front of the employees, "Well, we got to hurry home, honey. We've got Finding Mr. Christmas to watch on the Hallmark Channel."
Oh, wow. You exposed you.
What I thought was so funny about that is, like, you wouldn't think a guy would watch Finding Mr. Christmas.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And so I thought that was really funny that he was like, "I don't care. I'm excited to watch Finding Mr. Christmas." But I watched the girls who worked there, and they just started giggling a little bit. And then they, then he looks at him, at them, and he goes, "You guys watching tonight? Who are you voting off?"
Oh, my God. He's just chatting with the girls.
He was. But I will say, I think this is where they got dinged a little bit, because they're like, "Yeah, we're not watching this show." What do you mean? You work for Hallmark and you're not watching this show?
Mm.
I feel like that's like, okay, for example, that's like us being like, "Yeah, we don't listen to the radio." We wouldn't do that. Of course we listen to the radio.
Right.
You know, like, why did you say I'm not watching that show? Lie.
I guess. I got to respect his hustle, though, because my brain immediately, if he was yelling about Mr. Christmas in the Hallmark store, I'd be like, he's trying to get us a discount.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Like mention Jonathan Bennett and you get $4 off.
I had so much fun this weekend because me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man, checked out our website, KZIA.com. You can also find it on the free Z102.9 app. The Merry Map.
It's a guide for those of us who like to drive around and look at Christmas lights. If you're somebody that decks the house out, mm-hmm. like you are the Clark Griswold, you deserve a little attention for that hard work. So you can submit your address online at KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app, and then we'll add you to the map so that other people know where to go looking for these amazing decorations.
So this weekend when we went out on Saturday, we went to the Merry Map, and we were like, okay, where can we go see some really cool lights, whether that's synced to music or big inflatables, whatever. So we got to use that this weekend, but when we did this last year and we called it Saturday Night Lights, me and my boyfriend did, we would take a cat with us. And that's when we discovered our cats really love Christmas lights. This year we took Czar, our little wiener dog. That little guy cannot stand car rides.
He gets nervous.
He gets nervous. Sometimes he gets sick. He will literally crawl up to my neck and he'll stay there the entire time. He will not move. But I did discover he loves Christmas lights. I sent you a photo because this Zaw was just like so in the zone. He was locked in. We were watching, and you can find it on the Merry Map, one in Marion that is like synced to music. It's so cool. And he was just into it. I don't know if it's because he could tell the music. I don't know what a dog can tell.
But flashing lights probably got his attention.
For one sec, not even one second, for like a solid like 5 minutes, his anxiety of driving and being in the car, gone, because he's so hooked to the lights.
I got to take my cat this week, and it's going to be a nightmare, and I can't wait.
I can tell that Romeo is going to love it.
Well, we'll have to see about that. Check out the Merry Map and submit your address on KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Okay, so we're back in studio today. Last week, we saw the warehouse across the street, which has clearly been like sold and possibly bought. There was like tile vans outside.
And concrete or
tile and concrete.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was pulling into work today and I saw again the tile people were parked on the other side of the building. I don't normally see. And then not even too long ago, that van was there again. The tile people. I don't know. I can't decide what's going on.
I hate to tell you this, but yesterday when we were doing Stuff the Wagon, I had to leave you and Kate for like a split second before the show started.
Because she forgot something.
I forgot my phone. I'll be doing that. Okay, so I had to run back here like 15 minutes before the show started, grab my phone. And it was perfect timing because they had the garage door open.
Yeah.
And man, did I drive by so slow. I'd be looking like a stalker. Like, is my ex in there?
What's going on?
But I can tell you, they had the garage door open. They had the tile truck was leaving, and then that, I don't even know what you want to call the other one, the concrete one?
It's like a gravel.
A gravel one. That's what it's called. The gravel one was in there, and then I could see like stacked shelves.
Ooh, what's throughout the shelves?
Throughout the whole like garage, and it looked like concrete blocks. It looked like boxes and things. So I don't think that the tile guy is doing tile in there. I think that's the company.
They're storing flooring in there.
I don't know if their business moved or this is a second location and they're putting flooring in there. I'm not really sure. But that's all the information I have for you.
Well, dang it. Why didn't you just like roll down your... You're the brave one.
Hello.
Hey, what are you doing in there? What's going on?
Last night I was busy watching another Hallmark movie on their streaming service.
Of course you... You do this willingly.
I do. But I picked one that... Honestly, I wasn't really interested in the story. I was mostly interested in the title.
Okay.
The title of this movie is Christmas at the Catnip Cafe.
Okay.
What is Christmas? What is Christmas at the Catnip Cafe? What's the plot? What's it about? I know because obviously I watched it. Taylor doesn't.
No, this is plot twistmas, where I'm going to try to come up with as close of a plot as possible, and most of the time I'm wrong, but most of the time my movie idea is better.
Not most, it's every time, dude.
Yeah, it is.
So, she now knows the title of the movie. It's Christmas at the Catnip Cafe. Now it's Taylor's turn to come up with what she thinks is the plot of this Hallmark Christmas movie. And we're going to do that in two songs. That gives you time to write it up.
Wish me luck. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. I gotta call my cats and see what they think.
This holiday season, we are doing a thing called Plot Twistmas. I'll watch a Hallmark movie because I love to do that. Taylor would rather watch True Crime.
100%. You're right on with that.
So she's not subscribing to that, no one whatsoever. So I'll watch a Hallmark movie, and what we've learned over the last couple of years is that sometimes the title is spot on, and sometimes it is nowhere near the plot.
It's so ridiculous how many different plot lines and how creative they get to make it about Christmas.
I told you today that the movie I watched over the weekend was Christmas at the Catnip Cafe.
Yes. So here's what I think that movie is about without seeing it or Googling it or anything of the sort. So I think this one focuses on like a really successful businesswoman. And she's visiting her hometown, small mountain laid back town in Colorado for the holidays. So she is, because she's so busy and business oriented, she is not really into Christmas. She's way too worried about herself and her employees and making sure that her business is staying afloat. And she's always on her phone and like, give me someone. You know what I mean? Like she's kind of cranky because she's that into her business. But she goes home for the holidays. She accidentally books an Airbnb above the Catnip Cafe, which obviously is a cat cafe. Those are pretty popular now. But it's also known for chill vibes and having elevated energy in the sense of catnip. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Jesus.
Maybe it has things like a 420 peppermint mocha.
Stop it.
You feel me? So she's booking an Airbnb above this cafe, which she then finds out is run by a super chill dude that she went to high school with.
Who has a lot of brownies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see where you're putting down.
So he runs the cafe. She runs into him one morning as she's grabbing coffee. They reconnect. They're chatting. She's drinking her coffee and it starts kicking in. You know what I'm saying? The coffee does.
Oh my God.
And then Christmas is now starting to feel a little brighter, a little more stress-free. She's like, wow, like I'm so glad we got to reconnect. This is crazy. She hangs out there for the rest of her stay. Realizes it's always realizing the true meaning of Christmas, right? It's about slowing down and being around people you love.
Well, yeah, because she
and good vibes.
Because she had something that will make her do that.
Yeah. But in the end, she can't stay. She's got to go back to her corporate life.
Do a drug test.
No, well, that's how they should have ended it. She can't be with the guy that owns the cafe. So instead of being together forever and ever, she adopts one of the cats from the cafe to remember him by. And then she gets drug tested and fails and gets fired from her corporate job.
Plot twistmas, and it's time to reveal if Taylor was correct about what she thinks is the plot of the real Hallmark movie, Christmas at the Catnip Cafe. Remind me what your plot was. Sum it up.
In short, I think it follows like a crazy businesswoman who's like really into her work, so busy that she doesn't even care about Christmas. She goes home to small town Colorado, stays above the Catnip Cafe, which she finds out is also for people too, I suppose. It's a elevated stay. You know what I'm saying? 420 peppermint mocha type stuff. And she, that hanging out with the guy that owns that, she realizes the true meaning of Christmas. She can't take him with her back to her corporate life, so she adopts one of the cats at the cafe, and then we just decided at the end she gets drug tested and then gets fired. So I don't know if that's a Hallmark ending, but that's what I think.
It's time to reveal the actual plot of the Hallmark movie I watched called Christmas at the Catnip Cafe. I will tell you that you have two things, you know what, somewhat right. You said that she was from Colorado. Or she went to Colorado, yeah. I should say. She was from California. She ends up going to New York. I will tell you that. So California, Colorado, I mean.
They both start with C.
That's kind of, okay. Yeah, right. You were correct that she's a successful business owner.
Okay.
So I will give you that. Here's the plot. So there's a main character. Her name is Olivia Pierce. And she's a marketing executive.
Mm.
She's really, really close to getting her dream condo. But she's a little short on the down payment.
Okay.
That's
relatable,
she,
queen.
I know. In this all. That's when she finds out and discovers that her great aunt, who's no longer with us, actually left her half ownership of a cat cafe. She had no idea.
That's my dream. That's sick.
She had no idea that her aunt left her this in New York. However, if she wants that, she wants money from that cat cafe, she's going to have to sell her part of the share. Because she wasn't full owner of the cat cafe. So she needs to sell half of it to get the money for that down payment. The other half of the cafe belongs to Dr. Ben Kane. He's a veterinarian, and he clearly values the cafe's mission. It's not just about business, because it makes some money, but it's also about community. They do community events and things like that. It also helps homeless cats find their forever home. So he's really passionate about that. He has no intentions of selling. He loves it too much.
Right.
But she can't sell without him. They kind of need each other.
Okay.
Olivia and Ben strike a compromise. If she stays in that town for 3 weeks and helps organize and executes the events that that catnip cafe was already going to put on, then he will sell his part of the cafe and he will not stall to sell. Because he has the chance, he can stall it so it doesn't happen. And then she can get her money before Christmas and get that condo. But she's got to stay for 3 weeks. His hopes is that she'll stay for 3 weeks and fall in love with the catnip cafe and what it does for the community, and then fall in love with him. Sure enough, that does go in. That happens.
Of course it does.
So she stays. She moves across the street from him in her old aunt's house, and she's going to take care of the catnip cafe.
All right. It's good. It's fine.
I thought that was also, I will tell you, this had the best acting we've ever seen on the Hallmark Channel. So you cannot dog on him.
I just am like, where's the drug test? You know what I'm saying?
We've been watching the reality TV show Finding Mr. Christmas on Hallmark. Basically, like 10 dudes compete against each other in different like competitions to see who is going to be the new leading man in a Hallmark movie that will come out very soon in like a week or two. And we did a bracket. It was girls versus boys. Me and Taylor versus our boyfriends, Curly and Neighbor Man. Whoever wins gets a prize at the end of it.
Shopping day for us.
Gaming day for them.
Yeah.
Ugh. Now, you revealed, like, I think 2 weeks ago that you know, well, you think you know who is the winner of Finding Mr. Christmas.
Dancing with the Stars, Count Your Days, ABC, whoever's in charge. You ruined this show for me, potentially, because during the finale live show, they kept panning to celebrities in the crowd, and they panned to one of the contestants like 3 different times. In my brain, he wouldn't be there if he didn't win this show.
How do you get a pass in?
Right. So I'm like, he's got to win. I saw it. My boyfriend Curly saw it. So we have this unfair advantage. You guys, you didn't want to know, and I'm not telling Neighbor Man because, hello, this is a competition.
Yeah, we need to win.
So it's gotten weird in the last 2 weeks. I've had to do the voting for you and not tell you who I'm picking. And
I won't even open the app.
No, be really secretive. I can tell you, we're still in the lead.
Yes!
We've taken a jump. We are 24 points ahead.
Shut up. There's no way they're going to catch up.
Well, let me tell you why this happened. Because Curly messed up, okay? Curly,
he didn't vote.
He voted in the wrong bracket.
Oh, because when you sign up for this, they make you do one with your friends, and then they automatically put you in that stupid one that, like,
everybody's
who's watching the show can be in.
Yeah, he voted
in
the wrong one.
And I almost screwed up, and you voted for that one.
Yeah. He did that.
loser.
So he got no points, which really worked in our advantage. Which is,
I can't wait to tell Neighbor Man.
It's hilarious because he also, like me, thinks he knows who wins. So we're 24 points ahead. I will tell you that I guessed correctly on my behalf.
Does he know he voted for the wrong one?
Well, after I said, who'd you vote for? And then he's like, I can't remember. So we went to look and I saw that he voted for the wrong
loser
bracket. I got the vote right. So I got us some big points by sending Marcus home. That's all I can really tell you beyond that.
I will tell you, I think I know who's winning Finding Mr. Christmas. Okay. Based on just watching.
I'm not going to comment, but you can go ahead and put it in the universe.
I don't even want to look at you when I tell you this because I am afraid you will have a reaction.
I have a pretty good poker face, but go ahead.
Okay, so last night while watching Finding Mr. Christmas, they all compete. There's like four dudes. They're all competing in an acting scene. And when Craig gets into his acting scene, he walks into the room and he hasn't even done anything yet. My boyfriend Neighbor Man had commented that him and Jonathan Bennett, who's the host of the show, had a really good, what the bros like to call, a dap. Good dap. He's like, oh, God, that was a good dap. I'm like, okay, who says that? Anyways, apparently it was a really good one. So obviously there's some chemistry there, right, between the two of them. Also, after each boy competed in their acting scene, they just went away and they went back to wherever they're supposed to go. It was after Craig that Jonathan Bennett left his seat to make sure that he went and hugged Craig. Again, there's got to be a building of a relationship there. Why would Jonathan Bennett care more about Craig? Because he's going to make him the winner. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I need to come watch at your house because you guys are noticing things that I'm like, these jokes suck.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really can't believe we are at the time where we're thinking about the new year and the new me of it all.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you know, we start reflecting. You start thinking about your goals for next year, how you're going to spend New Year's, if you have any superstitions about
eating 12 grapes underneath the table.
Yeah, because that's supposed to bring you good luck.
Wearing specific colored underwear.
There's lots of different things.
You can't do laundry. God, the list goes on.
There's a lot. Well, I can add another thing to your list of things that if you're headed to New York City between now and New Year's.
That's my dream, is to be there on New Year's.
Okay, well, maybe this will convince you to do it.
Should I book a flight?
Because, well, maybe. We'll see. In Times Square right now, they have like a booth set up where, you know, New Year's Eve in New York City is insane. They have the ball drop and they have concerts and confetti flies everywhere. Right now, you can take a piece of confetti that's going to fall on New Year, on the New Year, I guess, and write a wish on it so it will drop at midnight in New York City on New Year's Eve.
God, can you imagine if we did that here?
Write wishes on it? I think I would be embarrassed.
I was like, what if we did that with our coworkers and we shoot it out of, like, I don't know. Engineer Kevin's always got something up his sleeve. He probably got a cannon.
Is it a confetti gun?
Oh, probably.
Okay. I don't want anybody reading my wishes. You know what I mean?
Taylor's. Mm-hmm. Taylor's reads, I just want to be a stay-at-home cat mom.
Okay, don't put me on blast.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
You know, mothers know everything, right?
Yes.
I gotta tell you what my mom was thinking yesterday. And at first she was like, don't tell her.
Tell who?
You.
What?
Okay, so yesterday we had Stuff the Wagon, Stop Number 5, shout out if you came out and made a donation. We had two special guests, my mother and my dad. Stopped by with donations and hot chocolate. Shout out to them. It was awesome.
Did I have something in my teeth?
No. Well, you know I would have told you that long before my mom got there. But before my parents got there, your boyfriend Neighbor Man came by.
Yeah.
He made his radio debut because he's been super jealous that my boyfriend has forcibly been on the radio a couple times. And he never had his chance. So I called my mom after I got home last night and defrosted my toes and stuff. And she goes, I was listening to the radio as I was making my way towards you guys, and I heard Neighbor Man was going to be on, and I thought that was going to be the moment. I thought he was going to seize the moment and propose on the radio.
No!
And I said, oh my God, you're right. He soiled it.
He did. What the? He could have stole the moment.
And
now
I'm
mad at him.
She's like, well, don't tell her. I don't want her to, like, oh my gosh, yes. think that, like, now you ruined everything. And I was like, I didn't even consider.
Well, then, you know what makes me mad is we have talked casually, him and I, about having you be our, like, wedding officiant. We've talked yes. about it. Like, how would we do it if she was our wedding officiant? Mm. He could have, like, sold the freaking deal. If you mm-hmm. wouldn't, now I'm going to call him. Just wait. We should play it off.
Well, I hate to put those thoughts in your brain, and never mind, I'm so sorry. But after she said it, I was like, God, he really, like,
no, now we're going to bother him at work, and I'm going to call him, and then I'm going to put him on speaker for you to hear.
I'm so sorry.
You just told me, like, 3 minutes ago that your mom heard that we were talking about how Neighbor Man was going to finally be on the show yesterday during Stuff the Wagon. Then he got to be on the radio. He did a break with us. And your mom, her, like, toes were curling. She was panicking. She goes, this is the moment. I think he's going to propose to her finally.
She was in her car, like, waiting, like, is this time? Is it happening right now?
I told you that I'm like, oh, that was a brilliant idea. Now I got to call him while he's at work in probably rush time. And I'm going to be like, how dare you not?
So, yeah, sorry that I just started a fight for no reason. Because when you said you were going to call him, I didn't think you were really going to do it right then. But
yes,
you did.
I did. And so we just got off the phone with him. And when I told him the story, he immediately ends it with, okay, well, I got to go. But then he said, you know what? That's not very romantic. You were in the back of a trunk, freezing, and we were surrounded by dog food.
Somehow, though, I think that would have been your dream.
I'm like, that's love, baby. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
We're only 5 days into December, but I want you to think about something that you've already caught yourself using a lot of this month.
Okay. It's self-reflection time, mm-hmm. I see.
Tonight's trivia question. People use this 40% more in December than any other month. What is it?
Well, it is. I would argue that December is the busiest month, mm-hmm. so this doesn't surprise me that there's something like this. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
People use this 40% more in December than any other month of the year. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
The question tonight, people use this 40% more in December than any other month. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 3810 said the vacuum.
Oh, yeah, you got to clean up before people come over. And
oh, I was thinking like Christmas tree. They drop pine needles like crazy.
Oh, my God. You're right. The Christmas
glitter.
Tree, or you're bringing in crap on your snow boots.
Salt and mm-hmm, sand. And
mm-hmm.
It's brutal.
It is the season where everything has that white cast from the salt.
It's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And pine needles from the Christmas tree.
She's still
and
on to that.
Glitter from wrapping paper and bows. It's everywhere.
Laura said tape.
Wrapping presents?
Yeah, otherwise, what else am I using tape for throughout the remainder of the year?
I have to buy tape every year because I don't keep tape in the house. Because mm-hmm. I don't have to use it ever.
We're not hanging up posters from Vogue or, what is it, 17?
No, I'm grown. Like, I just nail things into the wall and hope I get my security deposit back. That's adulthood. 5535 said, the oven. Be baking more.
Yeah, I hardly ever use it. Like, we moved in April, and I have yet to, like, clean the inside of the oven because I hardly ever use it. So it's not even dirty inside.
Really?
But this would be the month that I'll probably do it the most because I do want to bake cookies.
You got to bake. I guess some people do, like, Christmas dinners. My family doesn't, but I think some do.
What are you guys doing?
We do soup. We always do some sort of soup on Christmas Day. But we make a lot of appetizers and stuff, so my oven be getting use. In fact, there's burnt stuff at the bottom of mine that keeps setting off the fire alarm, so I should clean mine too.
People use this 40% more in December than any other month. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
What's burnt at the bottom of your oven?
Cornbread that I overfilled, and it spilled out onto the bottom.
I like how you knew what it was, and yet you haven't cleaned it.
I've done my best, but there still seems to be some char at the bottom.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
People use this 40% more in December than any other month. What is it?
And? The Let's Get Quizzical answer is?
The latter. People are using that more now in December than any other month.
That makes sense.
I mean, I would say that's indoors and also outdoors. Because outdoors, obviously, you're putting up the Christmas lights mm-hmm. or Christmas decor or whatever. But inside, you're like, oh my God, the Christmas tree's that far up. Got to get on the ladder for it or whatever. Like, got to get that out. Even today alone, I saw engineer Kevin with the ladder, two different ladders mm-hmm. twice.
I don't think I'm grown up enough yet. I don't even own a ladder.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'll
give you one because we own one that's supposed to be used indoors. It's only got like two or three steps on it.
I have a step ladder.
Yeah, for me to like grab from the top of the cupboard.
Yeah.
And then like ladder, we have one, but it was made out of wood, so it's a little bit older. And it's
rickety.
Uh-huh. It's a little wobbly.
I'm not taking that death trap. What do you mean?
No, I'm not going to give it to you.
Oh, I thought you were, I'm like, I don't want it. I will stand on my bar stools.
No, I watch a neighbor man get on all the time, and I'm like, this is the day he's going to die, and they're not going to believe me that he fell off of a ladder.
Oh,
so
I
always come
you.
Up with, what is it, your alibi?
Oh, because you're going to be the one to pull it out from underneath
his
feet.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, murderer!
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.